أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، على كاهل إفو كتابي إلى كريم، وإذا سألك عبادي أني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة داعي إذا دعان. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، خاتم النبي نو وأهل علي وصحابي أجمعين، ومن سلك تركهم إلى يوم الدين وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My name is Ayodele Adijat, and I'm here to talk about the life history of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was birthed in Hashim clan of the Quraysh tribe in the city of Mecca. He was born on Monday, 12th of Rabiul Awal, in the year 570 AD, also known as the year of elephants. Muhammad's father, Abdullah, son of Abdul Muttalib, was the best and most pious among the sons of Abdul Muttalib and his most beloved. Abdullah died while Muhammad was still in his mother's womb. All that he left behind were five camels and a servant girl named Baraka, also known as Aymon, who was Muhammad's nanny. His father, Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib, died even before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born. His mother, Aminat ibn Wahab, died, was at the age of six. At the last stage of his life, he was raised by a foster mother named Aymon. He was later raised by his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, and his uncle, Abu Talib. Muhammad grew up to become a fine young man. He became known for his excellent manners, and because of his honesty in his conduct and dealings, he was referred to as Al-Amin, that is the trustworthy one. As an adult, Muhammad worked as a trader between the cities of Mecca and Damascus and earned a great reputation in the process. In the process of working as a trader, he came in contact with Khadija. Khadija puts Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in charge of her business, and having seen his performance in the business and the returns he brought as well as his honesty. كتابي الكريم وإذا سألك عبادي أني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، خاتم النبي نو وحل عليه وصحابي أجمعين، ومن سلك تركهم إلى يوم الدين وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My name is Ayodele Adijat, and I'm here to discuss about the life history of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. First, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was birthed in Hashim clan of the Quraysh tribe in the city of Mecca. He was born on Monday, 12th of Rabiul Awal, in the year 570 AD, also known as the year of elephants. Muhammad's father, Abdullah, son of Abdul Muttalib, was the best and most pious among the sons of Abdul Muttalib and his most beloved. Abdullah died while Muhammad was still in his mother's womb. All that he left behind were five camels and a servant girl named Baraka, also known as Aymon, who was Muhammad's nanny. His mother, Aminat ibn Wahab, died when the Prophet was at the age of six. At the earliest stage of his life, he was raised by a foster mother. Eventually, he was later raised by his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, and his uncle, Abu Talib, who worked as a merchant and later introduced the Prophet Muhammad into his trade. Prophet Muhammad grew up to become a fine young man. He became known for his excellent manners, and because of the honesty in his conduct and dealings, he was referred to as Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. As an adult, Muhammad worked as a trader between the cities of Mecca and Damascus and earned a great reputation in the process. He later came in contact with Lady Khadija, who introduced him into her business and later put him in charge of her business. Having seen his performance in dealing with his business, Lady Khadija put Muhammad in charge of her full business. It is reported that it was Lady Khadija who made the marriage proposal to Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 25 years old, while Khadija was 40 years old when they got married. They were blessed with six children, namely Fatima, Ruqayya, Zainab, Umul Kutum, Ibrahim, Zayal, and Qasim. Of the six children, Fatima was their only surviving child, who later got married to the Prophet's cousin, Ali ibn Abi Talib. In 610 CE, at the age of 40, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started preaching. While he was preaching, he received the first of the divine revelations when he was engaged in devotion and prayer inside the cave of My name is Ayodele Adjak, and I'm here to discuss about the life history of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born in Hashim clan of the Quraysh tribe in the city of Mecca. He was born on Monday, 12th of Rabiul Awal, in the year 570 AD, also known as the year of elephants. Muhammad's father, Abdullah, son of Abdul Muttalib, was the best and most pious among the sons of Abdul Muttalib and his most beloved. Abdullah died while Muhammad was still in his mother's womb. All that he left behind were 5 camels and his servant girl named Baraka, also known as Umu Aymun, who was Muhammad's nanny. Muhammad's mother, Aminat bin Wa'ab, died when the Prophet was at the age of 6. At the earliest stage of his life, he was raised by a foster mother named Alimatu Shahadia. He was later raised by his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, and his uncle, Abu Talib, who worked as a merchant and later introduced the Prophet into his trade. Muhammad grew up to become a fine young man. He became known for his excellent manners, and because of the honesty in his conduct and dealings, he was referred to as Al-Amin, the trustworthy. As an adult, Muhammad worked as a trader between the cities of Mecca and Damascus and earned a great reputation in the process. In the process, he came in contact with Lady Khadija, who introduced him into her business. Having seen his performance in the business, and the returns he brought, as well as his honesty, Lady Khadija put Muhammad in charge of her business. And it was reported that it was Lady Khadija who made the marriage proposal to Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 25 years old, while Khadija was 40 years when they got married. They were blessed with 6 children, namely Fatima, Ruqayya, Qasim, Zainab, Abdullah, and Zaya. Of the 6 children, Fatima was their only surviving child, who later got married to the Prophet's cousin, Ali bin Abu Talib. The Prophet used to spend much time in prayer and worship of the one God. This he used to do in the cave known as the Cave of Ira in the Al-Nuwa mountain near the city of Mecca. In 610 CE, at the age of 40, Muhammad received his first of the divine revelations when he was engaged in devotion and prayer inside the Cave of Ira, which was in Suratul Iqra, which states that in the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate, read in the name of the Lord, who created man from a cloth, read and die. Lord is the most noble, who taught by pain, taught man what he knew not. Angel Jubri gave this revelation to the Prophet, which taught him how to read. On citing Angel Jubri, Prophet Muhammad ran back home as he was so scared of the mighty creature Angel Jubri was. When he went back home, he told Khadija his narration, and Khadija helped him to cover himself with a lot of clothes, but still he was still seeing Angel Jubri. Then eventually Khadija had to remove a veil in order for Angel Jubri to go. Then afterwards, Khadija took him to one of her uncles, who later revealed that it Prophet Muhammad was sent by God. And then afterwards, more revelations came to the Prophet. Khadija was the first woman to believe in the Messenger of Allah and the first woman to pray with him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to invite individuals to the new revelation. Along the line, while he was doing this, he encountered a lot of trouble and humiliation from the people of Arab, but he endured it all. When Abu Talib and Khadija died, Allah told him to migrate to Medina. He and Abu Bakr migrated to Medina, and they were followed by the Arabs, in which Allah ensured that they did not catch up with them. But as he got closer, the Prophet and Abu Bakr entered into a cave in order to protect themselves. At Medina, they were welcomed with joy and happiness. In fact, majority accepted Islam, and with the help of the Prophet, they were able to fight different wars, like the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Uhud, Battle of Kandah. And that will be all on this segment of the life history of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Join me on my next episode as I will state the journey of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Isra'al wal Mi'raj, when he was going to the seven heavens to receive the prayer for his followers. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Join me next time, same time on the same station. Ma salam.